Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, January 14th, 2016. And with me today from the MacCast, I have Adam Christensen. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. And it's really great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me again.
Yeah, that's I like having you around. And John Martellaro, I also like having you around. How are you?
Oh, how nice. I am great this morning. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Yes, I'm glad to have both of you, especially because I have a hunch you will both have something to say about both the topics that I'm planning on hitting today. First up, I wanted to take a look at this report that this guy came out with where he says that that the NVIDIA video card in his Mac was retaining information in its buffer that could be seen later on. So here's the backstory. He was surfing porn, as one does. and then after he was done with that, a little while later, he decided it was time to play Diablo 3. So he fires up Diablo 3, and instead of seeing the usual splash screen, he saw what he had been surfing earlier. And it caught him by surprise, which doesn't seem like too big of a stretch because that's not what he was expecting to see. What he discovered was that Google Chrome, even in incognito mode, was putting stuff into the memory buffer in the NVIDIA graphics card. When he was done surfing, Google Chrome didn't do anything to flush that buffer out. The NVIDIA card driver did nothing to flush the buffer out. And then Diablo 3 did not flush the buffer on launch to so that it could load the content it actually wanted in the buffer. And so then when the app asked for whatever's in the buffer so it could show the splash screen, it instead showed what was already there, which happened to be the porn he had been looking at earlier.
And if you're dyslexic, it's Bush the Fluffer.
Which might be totally appropriate if you're surfing porn. Mm. And so now he says that he told Google and NVIDIA about this issue over a year ago, and Google hasn't done anything. NVIDIA has now said, it's not us. This is Apple's fault because it's the operating system's responsibility to flush those buffers, not ours. And so our card is doing exactly what it's supposed to. You need to talk to Apple about why stuff is being left in that memory space.
And interesting.
I agree.
Okay, John, why do you agree?
Well, Apple makes a big thing about inner application security, especially in iOS, not being able to access one application, not being able to access another application's data. And it seems to me part and parcel of all the security scenario that when one application is done using the display for the sake of security and privacy, that the operating system has the responsibility to operate on the graphics card, invoke the APIs, and clear out the graphics card and get ready for the next application. And so it just seems an instinctive and technically instinctive to me that the operating system has the responsibility for the housekeeping and for the security. And so I think pointing the finger at Apple is correct.
All right. And just to be clear, you did call out iOS as an example, but for listeners, just so that you're still clear on this, we're talking about OS 10.
Oh, yeah. I'm just giving an example of inter-application security.
Right. And I knew that's what you're doing. I just wanted to make sure that was very clear to everyone.
Sure.
Well, the other thing on this, because when you were reading off this piece, I thought, oh, man, what graphics card do I have? I better check. And I have an AMD.
It can happen there, too.
Well, yeah. So that is another thing that might be pointing to some of the issues being with the underlying operating system. And I was going to say, what I've seen, and maybe others have seen this as well, I've had instances, at least with this machine, where I will be in one app, just like this guy was, and suddenly switch to another app, and I see graphic artifacts from the other app. And typically, I've seen it happen sort of in Safari. Now, I never get a full image. It's usually a jarbled some sort of weird image, but you know, I'll surf to a website and be like, what, how did that image show up over there? And I never gave much thought to it other than thinking it was a weird bug with the operating system or Safari itself. But now that you've sort of published this story, it makes a little more sense to me. So it could be pulling that from the GPU buffer, and it's just sort of, you know, in a weird state.
And yeah, and that's actually a really important point you just hit on. You saw this when you were in Safari.
Yeah.
The big point there is that this isn't just an issue that impacts Google Chrome users that want to play Diablo as well.
No.
This is something that can happen with any app that is going to store content in the GPU buffer, and for any app that needs to call for data from that GPU buffer. So it can be any application. And since you saw it in Safari, that means yep. that if you do like online banking, it's possible that the screen draw for your bank page is sitting in your buffer and could be potentially seen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. And I'm saying these aren't even sometimes necessarily images from Safari. I've just seen weird things. I'm trying to go through my memory and come up with specific instances. But, you know, I've seen things where I'll move a window around and it could be, you know, it could be Skype or it could be something else. I don't remember specifically, but I've seen it where certain graphics will just get, or images will get jarbled or jumbled or even look like they're got parts of an image from another, you know, sort of place.
Mm-hmm.
I never really understood why or what was going on. It was just like, oh, that's weird. That's kind of interesting. That's kind of a weird bug. And I never gave much more thought to it than that, to be honest, as a potential security issue, like you're pointing out.
Well, I wonder why Apple hasn't attended to this. There must be some reason why they haven't done something simple to take care of it.
Well, I have a feeling that the solution may not be as simple as it sounds.
Maybe not.
So here's what comes to mind for me. What part of the system, the graphics card or the operating system, knows when you're done with the data that's in that buffer? So when should it be cleared out? And I don't know the answer to that. My guess is that the app itself knows when you're done with the data, and it should clear it out. But then if an app is quit, then the operating system should say, oh, that app isn't running anymore. Whatever it was buffering, I should just clear out now.
Yeah, this should be just part of the operating system. When an app quits, there's a kill process in the operating system, and it should be just part and parcel. Whenever an app is killed, that you clear out its display buffer. It just makes perfect sense. I can't think of any technical reason why Apple wouldn't want to do that. Everything weighs on the side of security and good housekeeping.
But now, if you're leaving an app running, then the operating system is going to say, oh, that data should just sit in the buffer.
Oh, sure.
So now
sure.
It falls back to the app to know that you're done with that data and clear it out.
I believe that's right. I think the app should be in partnership with the operating system, not carry the full burden.
So what I'm leaning towards with my solution is that it's not the video card maker's responsibility to clear that buffer. It falls on the app developer and on the operating system.
I agree 100%.
Wow. Look at us.
Interesting.
What do you think, Adam?
Well, now I'm just curious if there's some sort of tools or things that are available for the Mac. I'm going to have to do some research and digging, and maybe some of the audience might know. But I'd be curious, is there a way to dump that buffer? Like, can I go in and dump it and see what's potentially in there?
The guy that reported this issue, he wrote a little utility that lets him dump the contents of that buffer and see what's there. And in some cases, he was able to see a completely reconstructed web page.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
it must be that watching all of that porn helped him brush up on his technical skills so he could write that utility. Yay!
Or vice versa.
Right. Right. And I'm sure he was surfing porn just for science, and who am I to judge? Yeah. All right. So listeners, if you have any ideas on how to deal with this, let me know. You can shoot me a comment on Twitter. That would be at TMO Daily. You can send me an email, observations@macobserver.com, and you can leave comments in the show notes. I check all those places to see what you have to say. And I'm curious to see what you have to say.
This is another potential security issue. Again, if your Mac were to get stolen or something like that, like you're saying, Jeff, and someone were savvy enough to dump the graphics buffer, they could see lots of information that could potentially be used for identity theft or other purposes.
That's true.
It's a virtual backdoor.
That's blackmail.
True. Yeah. Now, my temporary solution for the problem is if you've been doing any type of online activity where any activity on your computer, now that I think about it, because it's not just online stuff that gets written to that buffer.
Right.
If you're doing anything on your computer that you consider to be sensitive and you want to make sure that no one sees or has a potential to see that, restart your computer because that's going to flush all the memory buffers, or just play a game of Diablo.
There you go.
All right. So the other thing that I wanted to take a look at today is this whole thing that's supposedly coming down with iAds. And there's a report out that says that Apple is getting ready to release their iAd sales staff. They're just going to get rid of them. And iAds is not going away, but it's changing, at least in the way that ad publishers interact with it. So instead of having to work through Apple's iAd sales team for all their ads, publishers will be able to use a web interface and get into iAds directly, and they'll be responsible for ad creation and for ad management and everything that the sales team would have been involved in. The publishers will be able to do directly. And on one hand, I can see where this is could be a good thing, because the iAd sales team has been seen as a hindrance to at least some publishers. So this could make it easier for Apple to draw in new iAd sales. But I think there might be a downside also.
Yeah, I'd be concerned about the checks and balances that are in place and who they have left sort of reviewing ad submissions and content and those sorts of things. Anybody who's dealt with Google Ads or some of the other ad network stuff, you know, knows that these companies, they have set policies for, you know, what's allowed and what's not allowed. But a lot of times when it's an automated system, you know, the dollars come in and the ads go out and stuff can slip through. And yeah, it sometimes gets, you know, caught quickly and removed. But I mean, I know just from dealing with ads on the web in different websites, we've had issues with that as well, where you have to go back to the vendor, you know, and somebody just bought through an automated system an ad and they're, you know, inserting code or injecting code or, you know, I don't know how Apple's system works, what it's going to be limited to, but you know, that's one of my primary concerns, is just that we're going to see a bunch of really bad, poorly designed, stupid ads now. Not that we don't already kind of see some of that.
Yeah.
I worry that it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Yeah. My concern is that this is just going to turn into another platform that's just like Google AdSense.
Punch the monkey. We're going to have Punch the Monkey.
Oh, man. Oh, great. Well, John, what do you think?
Well, like Han Solo, I had a bad feeling about this when it first started. I just had an uneasy feeling that it wasn't going to go anywhere, that the culture weighed against it, and that Apple wasn't going to get the traction that it thought it did. And there was this glorious management initiative to do this, and everything was going to be cool. But I just didn't see it happening, and it kind of made me a little bit uneasy. And it sort of verifies my sense about how things go in the marketplace, that this didn't take off the way Apple wanted it to. As Adam said, you know, there's a downside to letting it downside into the way it's going to go in the future. But and I would like to see that kind of Apple supervision. So that's the bad side of it. But the good side of it is that not everything Apple conceives of works culturally, sort of like ping, you know. Huh.
Right. Well, so you bring up a good point, though, John, too. I mean, should they be doing this, or should they just sever the limb? Like, do we just dump it and say, oh, that didn't work? Like, is there really enough revenue, or do they think, they must think there's enough revenue in changing the system to keep this around for them. But the whole point of iAd when it was introduced was that Apple was going to make mobile advertising better.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems like they've relegated themselves to say, no, we're just going to do what everybody else is doing.
That's kind of how it feels to me as well. Their grand experiment at making mobile advertising better didn't work, so they'll just fall back to what everyone else has done.
And right, so why and not you don't have to
admit.
Other...
Well, you don't have to admit complete failure.
But maybe Apple should do that more. I mean, maybe that's the better tact. I mean, there's plenty of third party companies, and a lot of apps use them. A lot of apps don't even use iAd; they use all kinds of other systems for ad revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like if you're just going to be another Me Too player, and you're not generating a lot of revenue, direct revenue from that. Seems like it may be a waste of time. Maybe they're thinking they can increase their ROI by going this automated route. And I don't know what's going on internally at Apple, but it seems like just get out of that business and focus your attention elsewhere if you're not going to do the thing that you said you wanted to do in the first place.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that too, Adam.
Yeah, well, Apple has a lot of stuff going on. And
yeah.
So if there's a space where they just aren't cutting it, and they know it, then maybe cutting their losses and moving on is a good idea. Because, we have stuff that we'd like to see happen with iTunes and with Apple Music, and people want to see new things for their Apple Watches, and it'd be nice for Apple Pencils to be easily available.
I still don't have an Apple Pencil.
I don't
get me started.
not that people from the iAd team are going to be making up pencils, though. You know,
right?
The point is you've got overhead, and you've got engineers, and you've got people. Like, even if you're getting rid of just the sales part of it, they're likely having to ramp up other parts of the business, which is good for job creation. But again, it just feels like maybe it's a bit of a distraction, especially when there's other solutions out there that are doing essentially the same thing. So if you're not going to be different, if you're not going to be, and that's what Apple's always been about, right? Is coming into a market space and changing it and improving it and bringing innovation. But if we're done, if we tried the innovation and it didn't work, Apple needs to get, I think, more back to that system of like, no, we're just killing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Newton, it's gone. It's the, you know, we tried that round mouse thing that was dismal.
That's a good analogy, Adam.
You know, and they've done that in the past, and I think they need to do it with more parts of their business and get a little bit leaner. I've just been worried for a long, long time about how expansive they've gotten, and I understand it if it makes sense. If they've got, you know, that goal in mind is we're going to make ads on mobile make sense and be relevant and be good, and you know, but if they go, hey, we tried, it didn't work out, just let it go. Move on.
Just say no.
Yep, they've done it in the past. Hey, we are pretty much out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up. But listeners, I am really curious to see what you think about this whole video card issue. If you have ideas about the iAd situation, I'd love to hear those too. Adam, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always fun.
It's always fun. John, thank you for being here today as well.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.